Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's ask Dane Neal, our resident expert. Hey, Dane, was that a good race or a bad race on Sunday?
Wow. You know, it's all, I think it's this sort of clash of fears and expectations, you know. So for those people with the, you know, the glass way half full, a sunny, rosy glasses, seeing the potential and the impacts, you got to have points of disappointment, right? Because obviously, you know, with a weekend of racing, not as much racing happened. If you were one of those people that came in to see the entire thing, that full scope with the festivals and the concerts, you obviously didn't experience that. If you were on the fear side, you know, and you mentioned some of those businesses during the break, thinking, you know, if there's going to be either riots or so much noise or vibrations destroying art, you know, priceless art in the museums.
Yeah.
None of that happened either. So I think it depends on where you were coming from. From the TV side, John, you know, we had, and I talked with every single one of those correspondents, whether it was Dale Jr., Dale Jarrett, and all those guys, never having done a street course race before, but being, I think, so dependent on to come up with, you know, nationally the picture. They did an incredible job. And so if you watched it on television, if you watched it at home, and that isn't always, it's almost never the case with racing, right? In person is great, but man, the TV side was probably a much different experience than in person.
Oh, but the TV side was a terrific experience. It was also dry. I'm going to ask you about the race per se, but just let me mention, overwhelmingly, our text messages today, you thought it was fantastic. You, the Chicago viewer / WGN listener. John, I live in the suburbs. I haven't been town in years. I'm not a fan of racing. I could not stop watching. The next text says, it was great to see Chicago in a positive light. The next text, watch the racing both days. I was skeptical but pleasantly surprised. The next text, I was excited about the NASCAR race when I saw the Benesch on the front. That's my last name. The next text, I wonder what the economic impact was. Hey, John, regarding NASCAR, despite the weather, Chicago looked great to the world and the rest of the country. So much for the nabobs of constant negativity. But there were so many crashes and stop starts. They never finished a full course anyway. Did you think it was good racing, Dane?
Hey, you know, and it's so strange because you look at just all of these things, and it's the forest and the trees, and you look at those, like I said, the expectations and the fears. Was it good racing? Yeah, at points it was really good. And I think was ultimately, right, racing is an entertainment product, and they're here to sell tickets and get eyeballs and all of those things and sponsors. And so I think from a compelling television standpoint, yes, there were moments of really cool racing, partly You saw the best drivers out there really going for it and trying to take chances in things. And you saw something you'd never seen before, and they knew that. And so they had a lot, I think, to prove as well. So I think for sure, I think it was a little bit of everything.
Don't you think it'd be interesting to see if they get a dry course next year, how much different both the fan experience will be and the race itself will be?
Oh, well, the fan experience, I mean, there's nowhere to go. But, I mean, the fans that stayed there and got to watch it, that's great. It was already, from the get-go, sort of a difficult situation because there's no one easy, all-encompassing, perfect place to watch it. And then with the weather and the stops and the lightning and, you know, and all that, it was difficult. So the fan experience is going to be great. If people believed enough, and you think about all those people that were there, but then millions who were watching it, who are now thinking, number one, that was a quality product that was worth doing again, and I would like to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that I feel like it would. I'm so happy to hear those texts because I had, you know, some main people in Thursday for our big street race special, and they were like, Dane, is everyone excited? And I'm like, a lot of people are. I said, but 50% of the texts that we get in are people crabby about, you know, road closures, you know, and traffic or potential, you know, either noise or air quality. You know, I mean, all sorts of things have nothing to do with it. So I'm happy to hear that people saw it and liked it.
Here's another listener in Kansas City, a listener of ours and a viewer on TV. My wife just asked me the same question, listening to the NASCAR conversation. She said, would you feel safe going to Chicago today, knowing I'm from there? And I said, yes. She said, you would. I explained the scene in downtown Chicago behind the race on Jackson. It was kind of cool when you would, on the east-west streets, on that hill, you would see into the city a little bit. You know, there's an L going by. There's a bus. There's people. There's a little bit of Chicago life. And it was just a nice juxtaposition of the race and Chicago happening in the background.
Well, John, here's the here, and you brought it up. It was, you know, it was a positive reason, even with all the maybe, you know, minor negatives in weather and whatever, but it was a positive reason to have Chicago in the headlines and Chicago on national television. And we get lost, and it's, again, maybe being so close to it. You know, all the headlines, you know, nationally, when I hear, I talk to people around the country, it's, you know, it's violence, it's crime, it's political corruption, it's a lot of the regular stuff. And so the true beauty of Chicago is sometimes lost. But NBC and the drivers, everybody who came here to a person, they were like, wow. And this is something, I mean, it's a known thing. Everybody's got a globe. But a lot of the people that came in had no idea just how beautiful Chicago is. And to have them recognize and appreciate that, I think is really cool, too.
I only had one tweet over the weekend. It was when they had that massive pile up and all the cars just completely closed the runway and the roadway. And I said, been there, done that with a cup of coffee in my hand. And that was, I'm like, that's called gridlock, baby. Welcome to the city.
Even the Emmys were very on brand, right? For Chicago, they were like traffic jam on Jackson. And that was it. And it was a perfect.
Hey, Dane, I'm out of time, but it's been a pleasure talking to you this week and last. And maybe we should have another conversation in a few days when the dust settles on all of this and the puddles dry out and see what the final accounting is. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. We'll get the viewpoints from all sides and see where the main people come out.
Nice to talk to you, Dane. Thanks for your help this week.
Happy 4th.